The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. We often look up to other people and admire them. We seek to model our lives after them. For instance, the young basketball player aspires to shoot like Caitlin Clark or Steph Curry. The budding author wants to write a novel like J.K. Rowling or J.R.R. Tolkien. The future entrepreneur looks to Jeff Bezos, Peter Thiel, and Elon Musk for inspiration. The young mother looks to an older mother, a woman with more experience. Younger people look to how older people age and go through life. But whom do we admire and emulate when it comes to the Christian faith? Who models for us the life of genuine faith, especially the kind of faith that holds up under trials and difficulties? The kind of faith that rather than crumbling when it faces pressure, actually grows stronger. Jesus gives an answer that might surprise us. He doesn't point to John the Baptist or to one of the apostles or to St. Paul. He doesn't name the people who've given the most or done the most or have the most virtue. Of course, we can certainly learn from those kind of people as well, but Jesus tends to find faith in the unexpected places and among ordinary people. In today's gospel reading, it's the Syrophoenician woman. A Syrophoenician woman, what does that mean? It means that this woman is a Gentile. She does not belong to the children of Israel. By birth, she hasn't been given the promises that have been given to Israel, and yet she looks to the God of Israel and to his promised Messiah for her help. Take note of this woman. In the face of her suffering, her unswerving faith, her refusal to be turned away, reveal the Lord's compassion. This woman, she does what a lot of us might not have the boldness to do. She demands that Jesus do what he came to do, to serve those in need. What kind of trouble was this woman facing? We don't know anything about her financial means. We don't know anything about her extended family or support network. We only know this. Her little daughter had an unclean spirit. Her little daughter, plagued and oppressed. Her little daughter, under the power of the devil, these forces lined up against God and his gracious reign and rule. I can't imagine what lengths this woman went to take care of her little child. Maybe different remedies that she tried. The way that her daughter's affliction reshaped her entire life. Perhaps having her spend her days and her time bent in that direction. And then she heard something. She heard of a man named Jesus, a man of Israel, a man that some were calling a mighty prophet, a man who had done things that no other man could do. And so she comes to him. She puts her faith in him. It's just that simple. With her need, with her struggle, with her trial, with her suffering, she goes to Jesus. And I'm always amazed by how she approaches him. I suspect that if I were approaching Jesus, I might be a little bit timid, a little bit shy. You know, an excuse me, sir, maybe a tug on the sleeve, kind of speak under my breath. If he doesn't respond, maybe I just walk away. She doesn't do that. This woman is bold, not meek. She doesn't mind that Jesus is important and that she's lowly. She believes that he came for people like her. And she will bring her case before him. She will lay her need at his feet. And unlike her ancestors, the other Syrophoenicians who came before her, she's not hostile to him. She doesn't hate him. She's not an enemy of his. She is simply one who seeks her help from Jesus. She came and fell down at his feet. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. She knows what Jesus can do. She knows what she needs. She knows that he has the answer, and so she begs him, she prays to him, she asks him to do her good. I'm amazed by the deep theological insight of this woman, because she recognizes something about the nature of Jesus, who he is, what he has come to do. She understands his gracious heart, and so she makes her appeal to him. And what does she hear? Jesus says, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Let the children be fed first. What does that mean? It sounds like Jesus is putting her off. It sounds like Jesus is saying, maybe later, maybe after I've fed everyone else, maybe after the children of Israel have had their share, maybe there can be some crumbs for you. But I'm not going to throw you the children's bread. This woman is not turned away. You see, this is the moment of testing for her. Sunday we talked about a tested faith. This is the moment of testing. Is her faith in this moment going to crumble? Going to say, well, I guess this isn't for me. Well, I guess he doesn't really love me. He can't help me. Or is she going to double down and cling to Jesus? She takes that little word, dogs, and she says, you know what? I've got an opening there. Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs get something. Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. They get the scraps. So call me a dog, but you better give me a dog's share. This is the faith of this woman. She believes that even the blessings that Jesus brings are blessings that are intended for her. Let us believe the same thing as well, that the blessings that Jesus brings are not simply blessings and gifts for others, but they are blessings meant for us. And when we ask him, when we beg him, when we seek his help, even if the answer is no or the answer is not yet, let us not give up asking and let us not lose heart and turn away for Jesus, but cling to him even more and say, Jesus, if not that now, then give me what you know is best. Jesus tells her after that that she can depart. She can go her way. The demon has left your daughter. Indeed, this woman gets more than crumbs. She gets everything that Jesus has. She only wants the crumbs that fall from the table. Her vision is this small, but Jesus is this great, this large. He never reduces his grace to crumbs when he gives. And when he gives to you, he will not just give you scraps, but he will give you all that you need. Jesus' grace and mercy is overflowing. And there is always more and enough left over for each and every one of us. And what he gives us now is simply a foretaste of the great gifts that he has in store. For this is the Jesus who has won for us not simply scraps and crumbs, but he has won for us full forgiveness of sins, amen, eternal life and salvation. And he won it at the cost of his own blood. And this is why we cling to him and call to him. And like the Syrophoenician woman, fall at his feet and say, Lord, help us. Lord, save us. Lord, have mercy on us. And he does. He has mercy on you this day. And so we see in this woman this example of tested faith, a tested faith that produces steadfastness. If she can remain with Jesus through this, is there anything that can turn this woman away? Is there anything that can rob her of her Savior? And the answer is no. And so this woman, her tested faith is genuine, more pure than gold that has been refined in a fire. And her faith results in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. May we follow in the steps of this Syrophoenician woman, not looking into our own hearts, into our own selves, but rather simply looking to Jesus and saying, Lord, you have what we need. You are the one who is able to do what is necessary for us. You are the Savior of Israel and our Savior as well. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.